Knowing the truth about UFOs. It is amazing to me how much chatter there is online about the forthcoming UFO report to Congress. The president and former presidents are commenting about it, along with many of the social media denizens. It's been a long time since I have seen any topic with this much interest. Just a few years ago, this idea of a UFO report would have been laughed off the internet and no one in office would have dared ask for it. I never would have thought this could happen, and I am the first to admit it. Even though this might turn out to be a bust, it has gotten everyone talking about UFOs, and that in itself is something good. The stigma of believing in UFOs has been reduced to a much lower level. No, it hasn't gone away completely. While Obama and Trump don't treat it like a joke, it seems Biden does. Trump said he wanted the pilots who said they saw a UFO to think whatever they wanted to think when answering a question by a reporter. At one point, Trump had been interviewed by his son and talked about the crash at Roswell in 1947. He said first of all he knew more about the topic than he was going to say, and secondly, he said, "I won't talk to you about what I know about it, the Roswell UFO crash, but it is very interesting." Former President Obama said when asked if he thought UFOs were alien, "What is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there is footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are." When Clinton was president, he was interested in finding out more about UFOs, but he was stonewalled. While on a trip, Clinton answered a letter from a child asking about UFOs and Roswell. He said, "No, as far as I know, an alien spacecraft did not crash in Roswell, New Mexico, in 1947, and Ryan, if the United States Air Force did recover alien bodies, they didn't tell me about it, either, and I want to know." When President Biden was asked about UFOs, he laughed off the question. When he was told what Obama said, he remarked something about maybe he wants to look at them again. This is about as strong a statement he could make without ridiculing Obama publicly. Governments, politicians, and former politicians are trying to find out answers to the UFO question. It has become one of the hottest subjects. I can just imagine those that don't want the truth to come out trying to figure out how to hide the truth from the report. Will they go so far as to paint the report they give to the Senate as too dangerous to tell us and try and build a case for national security? I believe that might be one of the ploys. After all, they have been using that one for decades. Knowing the truth would destroy society was their favorite statement. Harry Reid, the former leader in the Senate, had been pushing for the release of UFO data for years. Reid has said the American people deserve to know more about UFOs. He is demanding the report which is supposed to be sent to the Senate on UFOs be released by them. I think this is a pipe dream, especially if it is said to contain top secret information. It sounds good on the surface. But what if the report also responds to some of our secret craft and weapons? This could be the kind of stuff a secret clearance is required to see. On the other hand, can we trust all the senators not to spread this information even to other countries like China? Absolutely not. Many people in government have financial ties to China. This could also mean this could be left out of the report, even if it is important to understanding UFOs. One person in the Senate is being mocked for his interest in UFOs even though others are not, and that is Senator Marco Rubio. A Democratic super PAC just came out against Rubio and is using his interest in UFOs against him, asking for money to send this space cadet home. This is what I meant when I said not all ridicule has stopped. They also called him Rocket Man. Since more than half of all Americans want an answer to the UFO problem, this seems to be an insult against all of them too. The fundraising letter also said maybe Rubio is from another planet. I believe finding out about UFOs should not be a political issue. It is too important to all of us to use it that way. We could be on the verge of finding out there is other life in the universe, and maybe that life would like us to join them in sort of a UN of the universe when we are ready. On June 23, 2020, the Senate Intelligence Committee voted to require the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Defense Department to compile a detailed public analysis of all the data they have collected on UFOs. This is what everyone is waiting for. It isn't just American politicians who are interested in learning about the truth concerning UFOs. Paul Heyer was the former Canadian defense minister and has been speaking for years about UFOs and how they are alien craft. It amazes me how he wasn't getting much traction with the general public and only the UFO crowd was paying any attention to him. It didn't stop him, and now he is beginning to look more and more like a hero. He was an important man in the Canadian government and the one responsible for unifying the Canadian Navy, Air Force and Army into a single organization known as the Canadian Forces. He went into the UFO problem deeply and even claimed to be able to identify aliens from four different planets. He went on to say we shouldn't consider UFOs to all be from one species. Interestingly, he also said we are working with a couple of alien races. I guess he was allowed to speak about this because at the time it sounded so crazy and those in power felt no one would pay attention to him, and they were mostly right. There are people in governments all over the world who would love to know more about UFOs, and then there is us. I want to know everything I can, and I am sure most of you do also.